Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public. I'm dancing with seven
men, watching to pick up my star. Are you looking for something to read on your summer vacation? A new memoir by Irish singer-songwriter Sinead O'Connor is just one suggestion for books you might want to check out. And joining us now is Petra Mayer of NPR Books. Hey, Petra, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. So Sinead O'Connor's memoir is called Rememberings. It is one of two books that you say is getting a lot of buzz this summer. Tell us about them.
Yeah, Sinead O'Connor turns out to be an amazing prose writer. And this book is all about sort of her really tough childhood and her early career years and, you know, her life since then. And it has a lot of revelations in it. You know, everybody sort of remembers how she tore up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live and how that derailed her career. And one of the revelations of the book for me was she says, you know what, the pressure of being number one in America was killing me. And tearing up that picture of the Pope didn't derail my career. It put it back on the right track. And I just thought it's a great book, and just her writing is beautiful. And so, yeah, the other book that's super, super buzzy this year is The Other Black Girl by Zakiya Delilah Harris, who is actually the sister of our own Aisha Harris from Pop Culture Happy Hour. It's about the only black employee at a very lily-white publishing firm. And one day she realizes that this firm has hired another black woman. And, you know, she has all these ideas that they're going to be friends, that they're going to commiserate. And it does not turn out that way. If you want a good summer chill, that's a great book.
Oh, great. Good endorsement. Well, you also have some other favorites of your own you want to share. Let's start with a nonfiction book, Kate Moore's The Woman They Could Not Silence.
This is about a woman. She was a preacher's wife, Elizabeth Packard, in the 1860s. And she did something terrible. She started arguing with her husband in public, and he was not having it. So he put her away in an insane asylum, which was totally legal at that point. And she discovered a lot of women in this asylum were in there for the same reasons. Their husbands didn't want to deal with them anymore. So she spent several years in the asylum, and she fought for the rights of mental patients. She fought to have a trial where she was ultimately declared sane. She fought to get her children back. And ultimately, her actions led to legislative improvements in the lives of both mental patients and married women. It's really worth looking into.
Yeah, this sounds like it's a riveting and important read. Petra, some folks might also, because, hey, it's the summertime, be in a romance novel mood.
Yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't have to be summer. I am always in a romance novel mood.
That's true, really. What am I talking about?
But yeah, so it's Pride Month. So I thought that I would highlight a really great romance called The Queer Principles of Kit Webb by Kat Sebastian. This is a historical. It takes place in the 1750s. Our hero is a retired highwayman. You know, he's out of the game. He's got a leg injury. He doesn't want to deal with, you know, riding horses in the middle of the night anymore. He's running a coffee shop. And into the coffee shop one day walks an attractive young nobleman who wants to hire our hero for a heist. So there's lots of rollicking action and lovely historical world building and characters that you really want to spend time with. But what I love about it is so many times in romance novels, historical romance novels, when you have a noble character and a common character and they're supposed to end up together somehow by the magic of romance novels, which always have happy endings, you know, you sprinkle some sparkle dust on it and everything's fine. This book actually considers what it would take for a nobleman to end up in a queer relationship with a commoner and comes up with a workable, realistic solution. I just love that. It's so thoughtful and it's also hot.
Wow, all these books sound so amazing. I'm going to have too many books to read, Petra.
Ha-ha, my work here is done.
Exactly. Well, finally, Petra, listeners of this show will know when we talk with you that you're a big fan of fantasy and science fiction. So no surprise, you have a novel in this category as well. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this book made me so happy. Catherine Addison wrote a standalone novel a few years ago called The Goblin Emperor, and it was about this sort of high fantasy steampunk world with elves and goblins, and our hero was this half-goblin, millionth in line to the throne, who unexpectedly becomes emperor after a suspicious accident kills his whole family. All of that is background to say that just this week, in fact, there is now a sequel, and it's called The Witness for the Dead. And, you know, if you wanted to spend a little more time with Maya, the Goblin Emperor, you might be slightly disappointed because this book takes a secondary character with a really compelling backstory and follows him But just because you don't get to see the Goblin Emperor himself again does not mean that this book is not really interesting, really fun, really thoughtful, and just an unexpected pleasure to be able to go back to this world and spend time with these characters again.
That reminds us, Petra, that we should give a shout out to the new NPR Readers Poll, which is all about fantasy and sci-fi. Give us the details.
Heck yeah. Every summer we do this summer reader poll where we ask readers to nominate their favorite books in any given genre. And so this year I thought, well, wait a minute. It's been 10 years since we originally did a sci-fi and fantasy themed summer poll. And a supernova worth of new stuff has happened. So we're asking people to vote for their favorite sci-fi and fantasy of the past 10 years. And you can do that at npr.org/summerpoll.
Excellent. And we will have that on our website just in case people didn't catch it. We've been talking about summer reads with Petra Mayer of NPR Books, and we will have all of Petra's picks and more, the NPR Readers Poll at hereandnow.org. Thank you as always.
My pleasure. I love yelling about books.